Beginning current daf, Masech the school in daf vav. Beginning with Beizgin, Tes Master, begins Zigmara, Hasim Nami, Morbe Amra. Oh, yeah, there she's going to be Mayer Hatter. She's going to instruct and say, Barbi Rab, Lechel Chamima. The Talmudic scholar eats warm, Vano Echel Kurira, and I eat cold. Pishma Quenches, Rashi explains. It's, yeah, Mayer Haras Hatter La Atzma, that she's instructing herself, you know, to do something forbidden, L'tayva, Ani Miskabenes. I'm having good intentions. Barbi Rab, Lechel Chamima, B'nichusa. It's a statement that, yes, let the Talmudic scholar eat the warm. And I'll eat the cold, and then she'll be switching. But her intention is good, but and that's what the Gemara is trying to say. But generally, a person will not swap with bad intentions. But it says in the Lashon Mashma Kain, but the wording doesn't sound like that because the Moriah Mashma, what it generally is insinuating, is Shemar Lasma Heter, that she's like misconstruing and being devious. La'akam Mishaloi, it's just subconscious to hold on to what's his. Kamay Moriah Ba'amri, like the Gemara says. That she instructs and she says Tura Midishe Ka'ocha, like the Eishas Ama'aretz is allowed to give to the Eishas Chava, like saying she's working at it, but she's allowed to have. It's a rationalization, so it generally sounds like it's a bad thing. The way Rashi saying it's a good thing. Voi Mur B'Tanam Masim learn the Mishnah that Ma'as Eshuhu Noisin La. So he has to give mice. He has to take a mice of what he's giving her to bake, and the Eshuhu Noisin La what he takes back from her. And the reason is Nisha Chashud Dush Machlepes because she's suspected to swap. B'Yisrael says, no, ain't on Achrein la Ramon. We don't have to be responsible for those who are deceptive. Now, according to Rashi, it's not a Ramon, it's Chashad. It's a good thing. Rather, it sounds like Sosai says a bad thing. And that's what we have to be concerned for, the Ramais. So, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Menachem, explains the B'Tmiya Kamar. She's saying in like a tone of rhetorical. Barbi Rav Lechel Chamima, what the Talmud scholar is going to eat the warm stuff? I know Echel Kriya, and I should eat the cold stuff. Vani Terach to Bishvilo, but I put in all this effort for him. Oh, that's where she's actually Marahet, and she actually will do something wrong. But that's what the Gemara says. But regarding a neighbor, Ein Lachas Lechilo, they don't have to be concerned that she'll swap it. What? Why don't you say the same reasoning? Even though she's putting the effort for him, yeah, because the Derech Cheinim, that's the norm of neighbors. They do for each other. She's not going to be like, oh, look at what I'm doing. Well, that's what neighbors do, and therefore that's why generally not going to be concerned. Even though over here it is a concern. Next test master, it begins the Gemara, Eishas Chaver, the wife of a Talmud Chacham, Techenes, and Eishas Hama'aretz, could grind the grain together with the wife of an Hama'aretz. So, says Tais, the Pishba Crunches, Rashi explains, what's the case talking about? Techenes, Tevur, Shalama Aretz, that she could grind the grain of the Hama'aretz, Bismanchi, Temeya, Eishas Chaver. When the wife of Talmud Chacham is Temeya, the like of the Mechashtri, don't be concerned, Shematishkar, that she might forget. And she's going to put into her mouth the untithed produce of the Amaretz. Because they're keeping the Tameyah, since she's impure in the gas, she doesn't touch stuff because she knows she's Tameyah. And therefore, presumably, she's standing far away, and therefore, we have no concerns. So, it's a few questions. Kasha, it's difficult because the Hach Mishnah Mesanim Seftas Taurus. This is told in Tyrus. Because it's a discussion regarding the untithed produce of Amma Arat, not do Tamat Tahara. Void Kosher, another difficulty is the Pisht. He explains the Chaverto and Lysenis law of Boichelis. That the concern is that her friend is going to give it to her, she's going to eat it. Amma Chashud the Lignum Mishal Balo. So we see, because the concern is she's going to steal from her husband. That's not Gezela. Because the husband's not particular about just a little bit of his stuff. The Gemara teaches him, but become the Testament out. Well, I'd accept as charity collectors just a little bit from the women for charity. And we're not concerned that, maybe the husband's particular. The Gemara's a Dechim Oed, and it's also pushing it very much. That according to Rashi, there's a differentiation between the wife of the Talmud Chacham and the wife of the Amaretz. You tell me the other inish diminshi va'ochel madiyavila. You tell me that for her, the receiver, the eishes chaver, that sometimes they'll forget and they'll eat what's given to them. Avalos lecherim, but the gift to others as the eishes hamaretz. Ilavdur gila begezel. You tell me if not, they were accustomed to stealing. Loimitcha that they don't forget. Void moreover, hech techenasim eishes chaver. How could the eishes chaver be grinding the grain together with the eishes hamaretz? How do you say yes, every avera? But she's assisting sinners. Because they're going to end up using it without tithing it. And the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samachal Malach Muchach is obvious to us, the Rabbah, that's forbidden according to Rabbah. The Mefarsh Masnin explains the Mishnah, this that it says the Mishalas Eishas Chavel Eishas Amma Oretz, that the wife of a Talmud Chacham could lend the wife of Amma Oretz, Nafo, Chvara, a sieve, and a sifter, Ubereres with the Chenesima, and that she could select and grind with her. Bama Oritz Dira Meir. That's Re Meir's Ama Oritz. Which, Vetum Vetara Drabon, where Re Meir explains specifically that what's Ama Oritz? You're not careful to eat the Chum Betahar. So that's only a halacha that's regarding rabbinic halacha. Abastam Ama Oritz Loi. But the regular Ama Oritz that's suspect regarding Meiser, so then that you would not be able to. Just like she's not a grind with her friend that's suspected regarding the halachas of Shemitah. So, according to Rashi, that's difficult because how is it permitted for the Eishes Chaver to be doing it with a regular Eishes Hama'aretz? Ulabai, according to Abayi, that he says, Roy Bama'aretz Ma'astrin, and that actually, yeah, most ignoramus says actually they do separate Maisa. So then, Shari L'Sayyab Chalinin. So then, you're allowed assistance in all situations. So the problem is, but v'hocha, but over here, ha'asrinan b'zman she tayra. But we say that it's actually forbidden when she's tayra. Well, why would that be? It should be permitted even then when she's tayra. Morva says, Taisus v'lekele ukmi. You can't explain ha'hi, oh, that's b'zman she tameya, that when the Mishnah says that when she's tameya, u'delogir b'shimim ben lazer, naligir b'shimim ben lazer, that says it's forbidden even when she's tameya. Because the Abahedi Ketani, we explicitly learned, but that is the case of when she's helping her select. But that is Nagasi, and selecting is actually touching. So you can't say that the Mishnah is talking about Batimeya, who stands at far and doesn't touch. So obviously, it's not when she's Tameya, it's obviously when she's Tahira. So, because of these questions, says Taisa Mefarsha ben Chananel, Bechen ben Tam, that actually it's almost the flip, the exact opposite of Rashi. Shetvua shel chaver ayri. We're talking about it's the grain of the Talmud Chacham. Bizman she temeya, when it says when she's temeya means bizman she isha sama oretz, when the wife of the ama oretz, that she's machzekis atzmoket temeya, that she considers herself as tame. She'azin is heres, but then she's careful maliga betvua, that she's not going to touch the grain. Because obviously she's always tamei, but not when she considers herself as taira. Then ain is heres maliga betfua. Then she's not careful from touching the grain. And she's going to make it, and she can make it tamei. Because the truth, chacham ogeiser anamaratzim, that they are mitame like zavim. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, he says, av bezman shemechzekes atzma. Becheskes Tameya. It says, no, even when she considers herself as Tameya, loy titchen she's not allowed to grind. Nishchaver to Isha Sama Oretz Acher, because her friend, another, the wife of another Ama Oretz, she's really tired, that she thinks she is tired, and I send this law by Echela, she's going to give it to her, and she's going to eat. And that's the concern. Ubit Tesefta Taz Percheske Tani, that's actually what the Tesefta says. Apisha in Echela, even though she's not going to eat it, and I send this law by Echela, she's going to give it to others, and they're going to eat it. Vashta Baruch Shaper, Hashta, now that makes sense what the Gemara is asking, Hashta makes a gazla, that if she's going to steal, because we're talking about the tvur shal eshes chaver, chaluf mebaya, do we have to say about swapping it? For sure she's going to be suspected regarding swapping it, because here she has no rights to take. She's taking it herself. And if that's literally stealing, unlike the way Rashi had explained. Next test, Master, the beginning of the words of the Gemara, behitir ebi ebitshan kul al yodai. Because of what happened, that he saw him, Remeir, eating the vegetable, the leaf of the vegetable in Beit Shan, so he says, okay, obviously it's permitted without taking Meiser, which, that's obviously because it considered like Chutz La'aretz. So Mashmah, it sounds like, Dei Meiser Noig B'Chutz La'aretz, that is the halacha Meiser that applies out of Eretz Yisrael. Chei Mashmah, Avoy Dezara, that's something the more Avoy Dezara, Perge B'Shmol, Tapnut Chesma Beis. The Kamar, the Gemara tells us, there is Shlokish Ikla Batsra. He went to this place called Batsra, Chazinu da Achli Perigal Asru. He saw they're eating fruits without taking Meiser. Asru, he said, it's forbidden. Asru came from Biach, and he came from Biach. And he says, Ad Makotrich Allah, while you still have your coat on you, Zil Had the Batsra, go back there and tell them it's actually permitted. Because Lavainu Batsra, Lavainu Betzer, that's not the Betzer that's in Eretz Yisrael. The Batsra Bechutz Laretzi, and the Inachay, but Meiser, it's not obligated Meiser. Same idea, like we're saying, that it sounds like from our Gemara. But since it's a betame, it's a wonder, because the reparakat kam, the gemar b'chayos of chavzayin v'nav, muchach, kula shmaitzim, the whole sugi that proves, the truman, the heges b'chutzlarts, the truman does apply out of Eretz Yisrael. The aim, let me get the Pesach Hachara Bekuntras. You can't say like the way Tosfos says, the way Rashi says over here. Yes, the Davka Trumas Dogen Tirish BeYitzer. That's specifically the Trum of grain and wine and oil. But Eretz Dai Raisa that an Eretz, so it's biblical Bechutzla or it's Havin Rabban. So yes, you're still rabbinically obligated in Chutzlas. Bashab Peres Le, but other produce, no. And that's what we're saying here in our Sugya. That's why you're Pater. You can't say that. Why? The Beperikam the Bey on the Vidbezim and Beys. Kabush Pezichne the Rabba Bechana. The host of Rabbi Bechana have a late Yisur Yasa the Chardala. Yeah, this is the bundle of mustard. Mashma Hasugya, the Sugya all there sounds like the Chayiv B'Maiser, that even though that's a Chutzlar, it's a bubble, that there's a Chayiv B'Maiser, and that's not Dogon Tish V'Yitzer. And B'Rish Kitzim Avarachim, also the Gemara Brachas of Lam Revov and Alf. Rabbi Leza Oymer says, Slav, the caper bush, Mesaseb Yoynis, the fruits you have to take of Maiser, by Kafisin, regarding the husks, Rabbi Kiva Oymer says, Amos Asrin, no, Elab Yoynis, only the fruits. But remember, Yehudi said Slav, the Kebab bush, that's Arlo, that's in the first 3 years, B'chutz Laretz, out of Eretz Yisrael, Zerkes Abyoinis, you throw away the fruits of Akhlas Kafris, and then you can eat the husks. Parak the Gemara asks, wait a second, why is Rabbi Yehudi making his own Amorite teaching? Why didn't he just say Alachas Rabbi Kiva? Who says that, yeah, the fruits are forbidden and the husks are permitted? Shan the Gemara answers, I mean, I would have thought to say, I feel about Aretz, that this is permitted in Eretz Yisrael. Kamashma to say no b'chutz laretz. That's only permitted out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks for limit. Why didn't you say kol meikol be'eretz halacha k'maisa b'chutz laretz? You could have said yes. Whoever's leaning Eretz Yisrael, which Rabbi Kiva, halacha is like him in chutz laretz. Says the Gemara, yama hachi. If that's what Rabbi Yehuda would have said, I mean, I would have thought to say hanamila meisa yerek. I would have thought to say that's the meisa of the vegetable, and the tzlaf and the caper bush. We the be'eretz good for the rabban and Eretz Yisrael itself is only rabbinic. Aval arl, but regarding the halacha of arl, the be'eretz, meaning regarding meiser of tzlaf, which is a yerek, which is only rabbinic in Eretz Yisrael. Aval arl, regarding the halacha, the first 3 years of fruit, the be'eretz deraisa, with that halacha, the caper bush is a biblical halacha. Then loy, I would have thought not. So that's what I have to tell you explicitly. Now mashbehad just sounds explicitly from that sugya, the meiser yerek, the tzlaf, that the meiser of vegetables and of Kibur Bush, Noig B'chutz Laretz, that it does apply in Chutz Laretz, and that's what we're saying, we're saying the certain leniencies of that halacha, but obviously, evidently, it does apply. Lame Ben Tam, Ben Tam says, that the truth is like this, the halacha argument over here, Perek Bishmol, the Gemara B'Dizar, Daf Nun Ches, that we said that sounds like that there is no halacha of Maison Chutz Laretz, Ayer B'Demai, that's talking about that produce you buy from Nama Oretz, that you don't know what the status of it. The Einanoig B'chutz La'aretz. That's what's saying that does not apply out of Eretz Yisrael. Because Nam Masechtas Demai, look, we're in the Mishnah in the first parak of Demai. Mechziv Alalon, once you're the first Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, Mechziv is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and further on, Patim and Demai. Yeah, once you're out of Eretz Yisrael, you're Patim and Demai. Avavadi Tevel, but when there's Devon on Amatayat Brothers, yeah, Chayim B'chamakim, right, that's obligated in all places, and there's Maisi, even Chutz La'aretz. And it actually sounds like over here that in this source that is talking about demai, because the parak come on from the fact the Gemara asked later on the Dilma Remeya, but how do you know maybe Remeya who said he didn't take off Maisa, although you didn't see him separating, maybe Nosan in the Betzadzeh, maybe he like looked at one side and like he was like thinking okay that should be the Maisa part of Ochem Tzadach and he ate on the other side with the Loi Shoyel with demai, that's only Heter by demai. So evidently this halach is talking about demai over here in our sugya, and therefore that answers the question for demai that doesn't apply out of it. So but says Taisa Vakasha is difficult me Yerushalmi the Perek Gimel demai. Yerushalmi the third Perek demai Domer Bishim Gamlila says Sholach Rabbi Yisib Rebbe Estrig. He sent me an Estrig, Vamar Li, and he said to me the following message. This came to me from Kisaron. I learned three things from that message. Number one, Shuvade. That means to say it's definitely Tevel. Number two, Vishutame. And also, Vishleboli Yodi Acher, that he didn't have any other one. Shuvadai, the reason why it's definitely Tevel, Shapeir's Kisaron Vadai, because those are definitely untithed. Vishutame, Shemabit Nalav Mayim, because they put water on it. Pirish v'hukshur, and they're susceptible to tuma. And v'leibod liyod acher, and that he didn't have any other one. K'she'ila bo liyod acher, had he had another esek, he would have taken ma'ithah from that one on this one, and then he wouldn't have to tell me that it's definitely tevel, and it would have been already tithed, because he wouldn't send me an untithed esek. Says Taisa B'tem, you're going to say, wait a second, v'dilma iser, maybe he took off ma'iser, v'hutzuk le'diyoy mishum hekshon, he just had to let him know that from kisaron that it's susceptible to tuma. Hashem says, you can say is no dim lo hayel dover echad. If it would have been only one thing, he had to notify him. He would have told him explicitly this one thing. But when there's more than one thing, then he hints to him with one idea that he could extrapolate a few different points. Now parach, and the question is asked, bala asa mimenu olav. Why didn't he take off ma'aser from it before he, like, take off a piece of the esrog before he sends it to Mishani? And that the answer is, in derech ne'odam, sheshochen l'chavireyen, dvarm chaser. People don't usually send a gift, an esrog, like missing a piece. Uparach, and then the question is asked, v'lav masnitni? What, in this the Mishnah? Rabbi Yisi matir, b'vadai. That Rabbi Yisi permits sending something that's definite tevel. U'b'vad sheyidiyai. And as long as he notifies him, which Mishnah he boisa parak is a Mishnah in that parak, Rabbi Yisi matal shlech lechaberoi, Yisi permits to send to a friend vadi tevel definite untyped produce. Bavad sheyidish in Musa, as long as he lets him know that it's not type. So b'shema ha yibiyag Rabbi Yisi acher. Maybe Rabbi Yisi had another esrog. Umashle iser this that he didn't type el lefish idea because he notified him. Shalkein ha yoyimaz zeh ba liyodim mikizaren. That's why he let him know that it came to him from Kizaren. Mishani that the Yerushalmi answers Avagav the Polik Adrabanon, even though he disagrees with Rabbanon, Lahava Ovar Ubdikavase, he would never have done a halacha like his own shita, and he wouldn't have done it, even though he holds like you could. Uparach the Gemara asks, Vlavni Peris Hamatarm Bekisarim Haim? What do you mean? What's the problem? Isn't the esrog one of the fruits that are permitted in Kisarin? Because Rabbi hit the Kisarin, fit the Bishan. Rabbi permits the fruits of Kisarin and the Bishan that you don't have to separate Maisus. Shani, on that, the Gemara answers, Shemigam Leel, Koidim Rebbe Haba. He was before Rebbe, so although Rebbe permitted, this story took place before, and that's why it was forbidden. So Mashmid sounds like, the La'acha Shohuter, Hayapater, Afilavadai. But subsequently, when it was permitted, you'd be exempt even by definite Tevel. Tahu Estrik Vadai Haba, like we're saying, that Estrik was definite Tevel. And that seems to contradict the point that we're saying that Rebbein Tam holds that definite is chayiv. So now Taisa just comes to explain a point, just to clarify. It says and b'tzarach lema, and you have to say that Yerushalmi is not asking on the actual obligation of Trumas HaMaisis of the Esrog. The question they asked was regarding sending tevel to the friend, and that's what the question was. V'lav mepeiris hamatarim bekisaron. So which Taisa explains the question is because the Hasam Yerushalmi Perek Beis Didmai Aminu, we say that Elu Haminin, these are the types Hasurim Beit Shan that are forbidden in Beit Shan, and Ve'elu Haminin Hasurim BeKisaron, these are the types of forbidden Kisaron Pirish Mishum Demai, because of Demai that you're obligated to take of Maisa Mishum De'elu Minin HaYudegilin Be'elu Mekayim Es Love Meretz Yisrael, because these were the types that were customary, would come from Meretz Yisrael. Now, but you're doing shleibo meretz Yisrael, paturin mishum demai. But the ones that they know that didn't come from Eretz, well, then you put from demai. But chayiv mishum vaday. But it's obligated because of when you know that's definite tevel. Kapir Rabbein Tam, the way Rabbein Tam is actually explaining. Uparach that the Gemara asks, v'alei esrig miperis hamutarim. That but esrig is from those that are permitted. Why shem avinois meretz Yisrael? They don't bring from Eretz Yisrael. El mekisaron atzmo godly grows in kisaron itself. Umoyd rabbanu demutal l'shloach vade bechutz laaretz b'hayda. And the rabbanu agree a lot to send something that's definite tevel in the chutz laaretz. If you go ahead and you let him know, v'lo nechul kol b'tevel b'Eretz Yisrael. They only disagree regarding tevel in Eretz Yisrael. So mekinah, but that's the case of menolon. So from where do we know shloi boli ad Rabbi Yisi achad Rabbi Yisi didn't have another one, and b'afilam. Even if he had another one, he could have sent him definite tevel by double chutzlarts by letting him know in chutzlarts. I feel rabban, even according to the rabban. Mashanya, so the Gemara answers over there that dying lohutra kisaron b'mei Reb Yisi, but no, in the days of Reb Yisi, it still wasn't permitted. But yimachzikin oisav cheskes Yisrael, and they still presumed that it was from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, even if he would have had another esrog, it would be forbidden to send the esrog that's tevel. But regarding the chiba of the afrasha, it's pasha that you have to take off ma'aser from tevel chutzlarts, like shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now says Taisus, umiyu, but Taisus says that b'makom acher, elsewhere motzari, the refam b'Yerushalmi mesachtas chala perik shtei as a ketin tab of zayin menalf noshim, that the yerek b'chutzlarts
that actually vegetables in the chutz la'aretz ain a noig boy does not apply loy ma'isa b'loy b'truma, actually. U'b'shar peiros, now regarding other produce, nehegis truma g'dayla is only the truma g'dayla goes to the kohanim, av loy ma'isa, but not ma'isa. Av dog and tish b'yitza, but regarding grain, wine, and oil, chayim l'gami, that's totally obligated b'im truma b'im ma'isa, truma em ma'isa. V'achi yisa ha'asim, that's what's brought to, within Yerushalmi. So now it could be in Tom. Amir b'ichad, and Rechnan says, Rabbeinu sh'b'gayla, our teachers in the diaspora, he mafrish and trumas and maises, they would separate trumas and maises. Achabah harayvim ubatlim until the young ones came along and nullified. Man ninu harayvim. That's the Tagamunya, the translators. Amr b'zeir Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Omer that chalas chutz la'aretz, the chala of chutz la'aretz and betrumas chutz la'aretz. Oichav ha'ilich. What you could do is you could continue eating. Va'achach mafrish. Actually, you could separate it. This is actually a very practical thing. It comes up sometimes. Chala and chutz la'aretz. That in case they didn't separate, you could eat, and then separate afterwards. Rabbi Shem Shmuel Ami says lechashu they weren't concerned il the trumas dog and tears v'yitzer. They were only concerned for grain, oil, and wine. Now says Taisus umashman. Now it sounds like that the koi that this teaching of Rabbi was going at Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar that he says the begoy lohi mafrish and trumas that in the diaspora they were separate trumas and that is va'aser Rabbi Lashmin. The Rabbi is coming to let us know the dafka bedog and tish v'yitzer mafrish and trumas maizes only on those and moral and in other words that what he said that they would separate that's what he says only dog and tish v'yitzer for trumas and maizes which Tosfos says because v'lav dafka not truma wasn't specifically truma the maizes same thing would be maizer now the shab pairs but regarding other produce like hashul in maizer they weren't concerned with maizer truma gedayel on truma gedayel like maizer mafasher b'shil b'shem b'shemin achikach that b'shil b'shem b'shemin omar he said like hashul truma gedayel they weren't concerned with truma gedayel but the urakis but the urakis for truma gedayel like hashul even for truma gedayel they weren't concerned. The Tani Isa B'Shem Rabbi Kiva Ma'isus Liyarek Midivreim Ma'isus of vegetables Rabbinic Pidush Shailam Asmachtim in the pasuk. No allusion even from a pasuk. K'mashesh L'Shapes that at least for other produce the Asmuk Rabban Akra the Rabban at least are supported with a pasuk, as the Brisa says in Torah's Koyim. Well, the Fize according to this Lekasha Midi. Oh, so it's not difficult to have to shmeitin from our sugya. The Meir Achol Olish Liyarek that he ate a leaf of a that he ate a leaf of a vegetable. That is no difficulty in Beit Shan that has a lacha like chutz la'aretz without separating trumas and maizes. That's because a yarek doesn't have a chivat on chutz la'aretz. That's the way we prove from the Yerushalmi. And vahid the mesechta of Zara. What do you do with the gemara of Zara? Dachol peri delema asran that they were eating produce without separating maize. Bashar peris kamar. It's talking about other produce. Shomim and trumah gedol that they already separate trumah gedol level maize, but not maize like we said from the Yerushalmi. And the truth is the brachas. What do you do with the gemara brachas of blam and vav? Look at sin and yerek. The gears actually should not have vegetable over there, but slaf ayer because actually talking about a caper bush. Blab yerek. That's not a yerek. So therefore that whole conversation doesn't start over there. And also. But like you see, Nami Meiser, the Gersa should not have Meiser, Lahani Mili Gabit Slav. It should say, when do we say that by a caber bush, the whole Shah Paris and a Noig Meiser, Ela Truma, because all of the produce, there's no Meiser, there's only halacha of Truma. And the truth is, the Chin Besram and the Yakum, it says in the precise Svaram, that's actually the Gersa as we have it, not as we have in the question of Tyson. Now, by Hidib Yerushalmi, now regarding the Yerushalmi, Tyson's come to explain now why do you not separate Trumas and Meisers in today's times in Chutzlars? So he gives a few explanations. Says that the Yishamah the comment that says Shaboho Raven a button that the Raven came along and they nullified. So that's what we rely on in today's time. She ain't on Mafrishan Trimas and Mises. We don't serve Trimas and Mises in Chutzlars. Rabbein Tamafarish gives a different shot. The Inna Sadis Chashubis Kamoy Shalanu. The fields are not considered like ours. Lafish Nais Memas because we have to give taxes. And it's like we don't own it. Well, if he's a b'meim, so in their days, lohem afrishim elam. So obviously, they wouldn't separate either trumas and maizel. Behind the doloyah b'taska, only from those fields that they didn't give taxes. Dika doloyah havi that there are some that don't give tax. Kamirim kabel like we found the gemara b'mitzid of kofiyud. Our less a cargo of taxa. My, what's the halach? I mean, there's obviously some lands that don't have to give taxes, and that's what they're asking the question over there. But yesh lefarsh another pshat you can give. Shemar chikim eretz yisrael kamaynu maybe which taisa was in far away. France and in Germany, that maybe lands far away from Eretz Yisrael, like us, like Tikna Cham, the Cham never institute at all that it should have like similar halachas to Eretz Yisrael. Those also explain that Nimtza B'Yerushalmi, it's found in Yerushalmi, the other comment, this said it said the B'chsiv L'Halim, that from Chsiv on with Potter,
exempt from demai, lav davka demai. It's actually not even specifically demai. El af min avadai, even from definite tevel v'hosam chen. That's what we're relying that we don't take terms of maizus even from definite untied produce. So we find that regarding the chiv of chutzlots regarding trumas and maizers, according to Ben the Tam, pairs of demai you have to separate maizer only in Eretz Yisrael and chutzlots yapatim, but definitely tevel you have to take maizer everywhere according to the shittas Ari, based in Yerushalmi, it's dogon tirish v'yitzer the dechaim and chutzlots in all trumas and maizers. Other pairs you have only in truma and yerek yapatim from everything. That's all rabbinically, and that's only before the raven came in with mavatlet. Now regarding the reasons why we're not knowing to be mafir trumas and maizer and chutzlots at all, according to the reis, because the raven came in the Mavatla, according to him in the Thomas, because our fields are not considered ours because we have to give taxes. Or maybe those who live far away from Eretz, they don't, the Chacham win the Mechayv at all. And the fourth Pshat, some say from the Yishamid that it says, Zibbalah and the Potter is even from Tevel, not only from the Mai.